Welcome back. Today we're doing a deep dive into a really fascinating concept from Kochkar Studios called the Infinite SROI Memo.
That's right. And SROI stands for Social Return on Investment.
But the word infinite is the key here. The whole idea is that these memos look at practical, community-focused activities that create a huge social impact, but cost, well, nothing.
Absolutely nothing. And if the cost is zero, the return is, by definition, infinite.
So we're not talking about fundraising. We're talking about revitalization through just transparency.
Exactly. And the memo we're focusing on today identifies what it calls the top priority best practice.
Which is?
Simply the transparent disclosure and discussion of Sunday sermon attendee numbers.
And the context here is, it's pretty surprising. The sources use a specific case study within the U.S. Armenian Christian community, but the lessons feel universal. They say professionals see this as, and I'm quoting, evident as the importance of breathing, eating, or sleeping. I have to stop you there. Comparing attendance numbers to breathing, that sounds a little dramatic.
It does. But they use that language for a reason, to highlight a massive institutional blind spot. Look, the data shows the actual attendance rate in these organizations is around
3%. 3%.
Three. But the self-perception, what they believe it is closer to 30%.
Wow. That is a huge gap between perception and reality.
It's enormous. So, okay, let's unpack how that happens. First, we have to establish why this one metric is so powerful.
Right.
Across the entire U.S. Christian landscape, Sunday attendance is the number. It's the most powerful, most asked about, and most researched performance metric. It's the headline.
The ultimate indicator of institutional health.
Precisely. And the pilot research found something fascinating. There's an incredibly strong positive correlation, A plus 0.78 between high church-related income and the percentage of capacity filled on Sundays.
A plus 0.78 is, that's a very rare number to see in social science.
It's almost unheard of. It basically proves Peter Drucker's old saying, what gets measured gets managed. Mm-hmm. You focus on that number and stability follows.
So the link is clear. But let's get down to brass tacks. What is the practical step required here? The memo is very specific about disclosure.
It has to be, because the goal is to make the number unavoidable. This isn't about some line item in an annual report nobody reads. It's about ubiquity.
Making it part of the weekly conversation.
Exactly. That's why the best practice requires it to be in five specific places.
Yeah.
One, upper right-hand corner of the Sunday bulletin. Two, prominently on social media.
Okay.
Three, in the weekly email. Four, stated verbally at the end of every sermon. And five, and this is crucial, is the first thing discussed at all parish leadership meetings.
So it forces the conversation to start with reality.
It weaponizes transparency, like you said.
Yeah.
And the evidence for this isn't just internal. It's supported by everyone from McKinsey and Harvard to top religious advisory firms like Barna and CIRA at Georgetown.
They all agree this is the metric.
It's universally seen as the single most important headline number.
Which gets to the really interesting part. If everyone agrees it's so important, why hide it? The memo describes these annual reports as a mind-numbing tsunami of numbers.
That's the phrase.
Deaths, baptisms, weddings, tickets sold, meals served.
Everything you can imagine. Everything except Sunday mass attendance.
And that deliberate omission, that's what hides the real story.
It completely conceals the fact that capacity use has cratered, falling from around 80% a few decades ago to just 10 or 20% today. The memo calls this the peak of Mount Worst Practices in a Dunning-Kruger case study.
Meaning they're performing poorly but are convinced they're doing everything right.
And hiding this one, zero-cost metric, allows that self-deception to just continue.
So what's the big takeaway here?
I think the infinite SROI memo shows that the highest return isn't found in some new, complex spending initiative. It's found in simple, zero-cost actions.
Like transparency and accountability.
Those are the only real starting points for any kind of revitalization.
And if a single ignored metric can mask such a massive performance gap, it really raises a critical question for you listening. What single zero-cost metric in your field or your community could unlock an infinite return just by being openly measured and discussed? That's something to think about until our next deep dive.